common question I get asked constantly from new people that I meet, and I get it by email and all our social media. How did I get the name or choose the name Wreckland for our company? And so I've been asked that so many times, you know, I got a pretty standard answer. You know, I had three reasons, honestly, why I chose Wreckland a number of years ago for our business. Number one, I wanted it to be something that was unique for the land business, something that would clearly specify or identify what we do. And the tagline is, all we do is land. Wreckland Realty, all we do is land. You wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, Pat, what do you, Wreckland Realty, all we do is land. I mean, it's just that common. We've been saying it for years, it's on everything. And so the word, you know, Wreckland, of course, you know, has the word land in it. And anytime you see land, the L is usually is capitalized, or L-A-N-D is capitalized. So the word land stands out. And wreck, no secret to that, just comes from, you know, the first deals that we were doing or looking at doing, even before we started our company, were more recreational tracks, hunting tracks, timberland tracks. And so wreck land, recreational land, wreck land just kind of came. It was just that simple. So I wanted it to be something that would identify with the niche that we were going to focus on was land. Number two, I didn't want it to have my name. I wanted to, and I still do, want to build something that's far bigger than me, that will live on past me, that will work and operate and run without me. And Wreckland can do that. It's not tied to a name. It's not tied to a personality. The machine, as I call it, and we call it in the office, can run with or without me. And that was my whole goal, because I wanted to grow some. Back then, I didn't know how much I wanted to grow, but I have a better idea of how much we want to grow now, and we're doing that pretty well. And it's not tied to Pat or Pat Porter or Porter. You know, it's not tied to a personality. And so I wanted it to do that. I come from a branding background, and I wanted a name that could stand on its own without it rising or falling with some personality. In the old days, before I started a video blog, before I started a YouTube channel, before Wreckland Talks was even an idea of mine, you had to look long and hard to find my name, let alone my picture, associated with anything with Wreckland. It was a brand all its own, and other than where I was required, you know, by real estate law to, you know, identify myself as the broker for Wreckland Realty in the states that we're in, I was just a guy behind the scenes doing what I do now, but I was doing it pretty, you know, pretty quietly in terms of the personality. So anyway, those are two reasons, kind of principle type of reasons that we chose Wreckland. Was it identified with land, it was a branding plan, not tied to a personality. And the third thing was real practical, real functional. I was going to use the internet. The internet was the future. It's everything would be done almost exclusively at some point on the internet. And I had our website, wreckland.net. I couldn't get wreckland.com. Somebody had bought it, and it's probably still tied up somewhere. People try to sell it to me from time to time, but they just want a stupid amount of money. So anyway, I got wreckland.net. And wreckland.net is 11 characters, wreckland.net, 11 characters. And that 11 characters will fit on a single line in any classified ad anywhere, any newspaper, any magazine. And 10 years ago, you know, I think newspapers are a dinosaur now. They were on their way out then, but we did more classified, we did more print stuff then, and I wanted Wreckland.net to be able to fit on a single line by itself without it being so long that it had to run over into the next line in a classified ad. I saw so many websites that were cool sounding names, but they were, you know, 30, 40 characters long, you know, so and so real estate, property investments, and farms or whatever, .com. That won't fit on a single line in the classified. So the third most important reason I chose Recland is because our domain name, recland.net, was short enough to fit on a classified line in a classified ad. So there you have it. You know, now Recland's a pretty solid name. It rolls off the tongue of everybody that we, you know, in our region, all our agents, you know, Recland, Recland, Recland. And we just call it Recland, even though the company is Recland Realty LLC. That's how it's registered in all of our states. But anyway, that's how we got to Recland, and we'll just see where it goes from there. Hey, be sure to catch the other videos with the other questions and answers that are going to be coming out as we go. And if you've got any questions for us down there in the comments section, feel free to just shoot me a comment or send an email. I reply to everybody as best I can. I don't think I've ignored anyone yet. And if you haven't subscribed to our channel yet, feel free to do that. Just hit that button, subscribe, and help us grow. We appreciate that. Thanks for watching.